Curtis, tell me, the detective in you starts saying something deep inside your head that this is bigger, that something is not right, because you come up with two other cases that sound remarkably similar. Tell me about those.
Yeah, actually, when we started looking at all this, George, it was we knew of one other case that it made a lot of media attention. It was a case of a couple from Canada that vanished, but they ended up being located. At least the wife did, and they had gotten trapped in the Jarbridge Wilderness over in Elko. But then there were two other cases that really caught our attention. And one of those was a fellow by the name of Grant Modell, who's 57 years old. And what's so striking about Grant's case is that he vanished off the radar in March, the first part of March of this year, so just a couple weeks before Pat's disappearance. And Grant lived up in Rexburg, Idaho, and was on the way to a business trip in Boise. And it's a trip that he had made numerous times, and he was very well known across the route. You know, he would stop at certain convenience stores, and they knew him by name. And what's kind of chilling is that Grant was driving the same type of vehicle Pat was, and that was a Subaru station wagon. And Grant never made it to Boise, and like I said, has completely vanished. Not just himself, but law enforcement up there in Rexburg have not even located his car, and he leaves a wife and a 16-year-old daughter. But then the one closer to home that really, really has to grab your attention occurred actually back in 2006. There was a woman by the name of Judith Casita that left her home in Reno. And had left a note for her husband, you know, just kind of some difficulties with the marriage, no indication of suicide or anything of that nature. And that was Valentine's Day of 2006. And in March of 2006, just a couple weeks after the note being left, her white Mazda pickup truck was found at the exact same off-ramp as Pat's vehicle was. And Judith's never been located. And the sheriff that was in office prior to myself and my boss getting here did the same thing that we did, you know, a massive search, and Miss Casita has never been located.
Well, that's just creepy. I mean, the same exit in the middle of nowhere, cars abandoned, people missing, that's like somebody messing with your head.
Yeah, you saw it when we went out there. Yeah, there's a lot of exits along this interstate, and this is a big piece of real estate. And to have two vehicles at the exact same spot, I mean, if it doesn't grab your attention, then I don't know what does.
And Curtis, we don't want to impugn the integrity or honesty of truckers in general. I mean, you know, this, like any other profession, you got some bad apples in there. We're hoping that some good truckers, some observant truckers, help us take a look at this image tonight and come through. But trucker serial killers, that is a genuine concern for law enforcement, right?
Well, you had mentioned earlier, George, and actually, yes, because, I mean, to the extent that the FBI has, in fact, set up this highway crime
task force
which goes back to 2009, it appears they've identified quite a few of these instances, and like you mentioned too, initially a lot of these look like female victims and people that associate with and hang around these truck stops. But I think what's striking about these three cases, though, with Pat, with Mr. Modell, at least with Pat and Mr. Modell, you know, they're driving, you know, simple vehicles. I don't know about Modell. I don't know if he had his clothes hanging in the back window, you know, which kind of has the obvious, you know, tourist or traveler. But I know, you know, Pat did. You know, so just these type of people, just basically you look at them. If you are a predator, you look at them, and these predators, they size you up. They, you know, I'm just going to be frank with you. They, they look at you and they size you up just kind of basically like an animal. Is this somebody I can take, or is this somebody that's going to be a threat to me? And they're just cowards. They're opportunists. And if something like this befell Pat, it was just somebody that's a coward. I mean, what the hell are you going to do with an 86-year-old man and his dog?